This is Jay Sekulow. My guest will be Congressman Trent Franks for an update from Washington and an interesting development on the life issue.
It's so important for people to understand what partial birth abortion is.
This is very graphic, folks.
I was about 5 months pregnant.
And then with a scissor, which we have on our operating table, and make an incision in the back of the fetal neck.
And they tell you, they hold your hand next to your bed.
They take the scissors, and those are put in the back of the fetal neck, and the brain, as they call it, the cranial contents are removed.
So when you hear the vacuum come on, you think that they're holding your hand because they care about you?
They delivered the fetus intact until the head was lodged in the cervix. They then reached up and crushed it. They used forceps to crush the skull.
But really, it's so you don't see the baby going through the tube.
Like an end of tongs you use to pick up a salad, except they are thick enough and heavy enough to crush the skull.
They worship at the altar of abortion.
The fetus is still alive at this point, just before the crushing. The reply from the doctor, yes, sir. Question, were the feet moving? Reply, yes, sir, until the skull was crushed.
There you have it. We've been talking about an issue of big significance this week, and that is this whole Freedom of Choice Act and the attempt by the pro-abortion forces to basically undo the victory that the Lord provided in that partial birth abortion case. It's a tragedy that is the nature of Washington, D.C. right now, but the good news is people are fighting back. I want to talk to you about a variety of issues today. First, we're going to talk about a very positive development on the life front. That's something, a trend we're starting to see that we're very optimistic about. But I also want to know what you have to think about the nature and the devaluing of human life, other questions you might have on religious liberty issues as well. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Do you think there's been a devaluing, a conscious devaluing of human life? Is the ACLU, People for the American Way, Planned Parenthood, and others on a vendetta, basically, to include abortion as a civil right? And that's basically what they're arguing. We want your thoughts on this. 800-684-3110. But also a positive development on the abortion front. Jordan's got the information.
That's right. It's actually the second time we reported the first time on the broadcast that Operation Rescue, former Operation Rescue members and leaders who are purchasing old abortion clinics or abortion clinics and converting them into, this one's called the Culture of Life Center. It's in Indiana. The first one were actually Operation Rescue's headquarters in Wichita, Kansas. It was also an abortion business before. And the group goes in and purchases these buildings and turns them into a place to commemorate life, to start communication programs with the community, and of course to fight back on the pro-life issue as well. But it's another, I think, a good story. It puts out good stories, and it changes the feel of a building that was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, it was the abortion clinic becomes a cultural life center. I don't think of any better way to reclaim and possess the land that God's given us. And we've represented Operation Rescue, Randall Terry and others involved in Operation Rescue at the Supreme Court numerous times, and they still continue to do a great work. I think it changed the whole nature of the whole abortion debate. So some good developments there. We're going to be taking your calls, as I said, at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Trent Franks will be joining us after the break for an update on this lobbying legislation reform. Folks, that's going to be next week's agenda item. Looks like it's going to come up on Tuesday. Let's try to get a call in before the break here.
Joel is calling from Florida on line one. Joel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, you guys doing? Thank you. First of all, God bless you, and you guys are your heroes in our eyes, let me tell you.
Thank you.
Here's a quick question. Now, I know everything has been brought to the forefront, and an abortion issue is definitely needed to be done, but the one thing I haven't seen much of is the actual doctors that perform these hideous operations.
Yep.
Why can't they be brought up and put on the forefront?
Well, now, look, under the bill that's been passed by Congress and that's now been sustained by the Supreme Court, if they perform a partial birth abortion, it's an illegal act. In other words, it's a criminal act. So now we have the law in place that if that happens, we can, in fact, get a resolution that includes prosecution by the Justice Department. That was one of the things that they argued against, but Justice Kennedy said it was constitutional. So the end result of that is, under the statute as passed, you can, in fact, go after the abortion doctor, the provider, if, in fact, they engage in what's called a late-term or partial birth abortion. Now, having said that, understand that Congress, right now as we speak, has a bill before them that would undo the victory in the Freedom of Choice Act.
That's the Freedom of Choice legislation we've been talking about, introduced into the House as well as the Senate. The committee will start hearing it soon, folks. We want to fight back. Call our toll-free number. Join our petition to protect the unborn. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. And sign up online.
It's a brazen and bold move. Pro-abortion forces reacting to a pro-life decision by the Supreme Court of the United States. Just hours after the Supreme Court ruled that the national ban on partial birth abortion is constitutional, pro-abortion forces in Congress introduced legislation designed to protect all abortions, essentially overturning the Supreme Court's decision banning partial birth abortion. Pro-abortion forces have launched an aggressive and disturbing campaign to protect abortion. They've introduced federal legislation, the Freedom of Choice Act, a very troubling measure that would enshrine abortion into law. The American Center for Law and Justice needs your help. Stand with the ACLJ now and help stop this dangerous legislation in its tracks. The time to stop this pro-abortion measure is now, while it's in committee, before it gains momentum in Congress. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org. When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Roger's calling from Florida on line 2. Roger, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Roger.
How you doing, Jay?
Good.
I told you call screen. I wanted to ask, what do you have news as far as that school in New Jersey, which you had sent that letter to?
Burlington Township.
Right.
Yeah. That was, for those that didn't catch that program, we had for about a week, there was a situation where they did it, and it was the tragedy of this, of course, it was right before the Virginia Tech situation, and there was a mock drill is what they called it in New Jersey, and Jordan's got is getting the details on it, see if we get the update. There was a mock drill, and the drill had that there was a hostage taking, and the people that were engaged in the hostage taking were, quote, religious fundamentalists that were upset about school prayer and church-state separation, and that their daughter was suspended for praying before a meal. And that was the mock situation. So it was just this outrageous fact pattern. You know, it wasn't Islamic terrorists. It wasn't any other group. It was these, you know, people concerned about church, state, separation, and prayer. We sent off a letter, a demand letter, and got our local affiliated lawyer in New Jersey involved in the situation. The end result was they did issue a letter of apology. They've indicated clearly that this isn't going to happen again. And this was a lot of pressure we put on this school district, but what they did was absolutely outrageous.
It was absolutely outrageous. They had Christian terrorists, I guess, come in, storm through the doors, break down the doors, shoot students in the hallways, of course,
in a mock setting, right.
But then take students hostage. They were upset, these Christian, terrorists is what to call them, because one of their daughters had been thrown out of school for praying before class. That was the background story that the police department there came up with in conjunction with the school.
Yeah, so outrageous. They have said that won't happen again. They apologize for, anybody that was offended by it. Of course, how can you not be offended by it? But the message was delivered and delivered clearly. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones. John's calling from Texas on line 5. John, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hey, John.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Two things. One, with the ACLU, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever of what they're doing. I believe that they're like the Antichrist. I mean, the devil, you know, is supposed to be the most beautiful angel, and they're hiding under a very.
But they're being exposed for what they are. I mean, if you look at Planned Parenthood, the National Organization for Women, NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, and others, The fact of the matter is that they're being exposed for what they are. We're able to do that. It's one of the great things about Christian TV and Christian radio is we can bring this information to you. There was not a lot of media attention on this Freedom of Choice Act. It was introduced, folks, the day after the Supreme Court's decision in our favor in the partial birth abortion case. The very next day, Congressman Nadler, Senator Boxer, Senator Clinton, Senator Schumer issued this change, which would have completely undone the victory in the partial birth abortion case. But it goes much further than that because it restricts any state's rights to engage in these issues. I mean, it's very, very direct on what it does.
It's federal, it's state, and it's retroactive. That's the big word of the day they put in the legislation, that this is retroactive language, which means the partial birth abortion restrictions put in place by states or the federal partial birth abortion ban that was upheld by the Supreme Court all would be overturned by this law.
Here's what we've got, folks. We are working aggressively on this. We want you to go to your phones and sign on our petition to protect life and to make sure we keep this partial birth abortion ban and the victory we want in place. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I told you at the beginning of the program, we're going to be joined by a great friend of ours, someone that is representing not only the great people of Arizona in the United States Congress, but really all of us that have issues and values that we want to cherish and make sure that are promoted in our Congress. The good news is he was rated zero by the National Abortion Rights Action League. So that means he's 100 in our book, Congressman Trent Franks. Congressman Franks, thanks for being with us.
Oh, Jay, I'm always glad to be with you guys.
Hey, I wanted to get to two topics here. One, of course, is next week it looks like, and you and I have had meetings on this, it looks like this lobbying reform legislation, which is going to include some form of a grassroots prohibition in place. They're not calling it grassroots, but it's actually broader than the Senate version initially was. What is the status on the lobbying reform? What do you expect is going to happen there?
Here's what they're going to do. They've already introduced just the grassroots version in a bill by Marty Meehan. And, of course, they're not acting like they're going to mark that up at all, but they're going to drop a larger comprehensive lobbying bill that they will introduce on Monday and mark up on Tuesday, where they will inject or insert this Meehan language on grassroots lobbying. It's an insidious, dangerous move. I'm convinced they know that ultimately this will not survive the courts. Even some of the liberal courts, I think, are going to strike this down, but they want to see if they can put a chilling effect on people such as yourself or pastors or anyone speaking from our perspective as much as they can before the 2008 election. And I do not know how. I do not know how. It beggars my imagination to be able to explain how important the 2008 election is, because there will be probably be three Supreme Court justices that will be appointed on whoever the next president is. The entire direction of the nation, I mean, certainly the last two elections apply that too, but that's what they're trying to do. They don't care if they get struck down eventually, but they're going to try to shut the pastors up in the meantime.
Yeah, you look at the bills that are pending, and you've done a great job in leading a defensive measure here, but you look at lobbying reform legislation. There's been an introduction of the Fairness Doctrine. You got the Freedom of Choice Act. All of this taking place simultaneously, and you're absolutely correct. The next president selects two to three Supreme Court justices, definitely two, probably three. And that's the direction of the Supreme Court for the rest of my life, the rest of your life, the rest of for generations here, really. And I wonder, Congressman, and you know, as you said, I think we'd win this in court, but we really need to defeat this in the Congress. Do you think if the American people speak out now and in the days ahead that we could see a victory here and beat this legislation back?
I'm absolutely convinced that we can beat this legislation, but it's going to require an absolute outpouring of people both listening to our voice and just the general people that care about the dignity of human life and freedom in this world had better wake up, because shadows are gathering. And if we can prevail for the next few years, we could see the entire direction of humanity go in a better direction. If we don't, if we see Islamic fascism overwhelm us, if we see partial birth abortion, things like that, turn back, and we embrace the Freedom of Choice Act, as they call it, that has no commitment to any kind of innocent human life. If we see pastors and those people of noble persuasion shut down, we will see humanity step into another dark ages.
Now, Congressman, as we shared just a couple weeks ago when we were together, the outpouring of support for your efforts in leading the charge, and not only on lobbying reform, but on the against the Freedom of Choice Act, the stem cell bill, has been huge. I mean, we've heard from over 225,000, 250,000 people on the stem cell issue. We've heard from, I think, already about 70,000 people on this Freedom of Choice Act. Over 250,000 again on the whole issue of this lobbying reform. So the American people are speaking out. But here's where they're concerned, Congressman. They're concerned, which is legitimately to be concerned over, that this is really an attempt by the left to silence our voices on a whole host of issues, whether it's abortion, whether it's life, whether it's marriage, whatever it might be. It's to silence conservative voices, Christian voices addressing these issues.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Jay. There's no question about it. They understand that, see their perspective is power at all costs. Expediency is all they care about. And I'm being pretty rough on them, but I mean, they do not constrain themselves, see themselves constrained to the truth. They don't even think truth is of any consequence. They are hell-bent on gaining power, and they will do it under any method available to them. And part of the equation here is that they have to silence the Christian voices, the voices of faith. They have to silence the whole Judeo-Christian ethic, if they can, long enough to be able to gain power so that they can even silence them even more. And it's an insidious battle, and we're in the absolute crucible of it right now. And I just hope that people that have been fighting for so long, I mean, I've been fighting this battle a long time in my life, but this is not the time to quit. This is the time where a victory is either going to be won or lost.
Congressman, we appreciate you not only taking time out of your schedule, but we really appreciate the stands you're taking on this. And I want you to know that all of our members around the country and all of the hundreds and hundreds of radio stations we're on around the country appreciate your efforts, and we're with you. We're going to be getting deeply into the lobbying issue next week. We spent a good portion of this week on the Freedom of Choice Act, and as I said, they're trying to take that victory away. And I wanted to thank you again for your leadership on the partial birth abortion ban. And, of course, we got a great decision out of the Supreme Court, but it never would have been a decision if you all didn't get it passed through the Congress. So we appreciate your efforts on all these issues.
I appreciate what you guys do so much, and all the listeners. I just leave them with one admonition here. There's a quote by a poet. It says, "We shall have all of eternity in which to celebrate our victories, but only the hours between now and sunset in which to win them." And Christians and people of faith all over this nation better rise to the occasion, because the battle is upon us.
We appreciate it. Congressman Trent Franks, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Congressman Trent Franks, folks, I couldn't say it any better than he did. Jordan, you work in our government affairs office. This is the crucible hour. This is the time. And I think, look, we can win these things, but we're going to have to fight aggressively.
It does. It's fighting, and that's exactly what it is right now in Washington. You heard from the congressman. He has got to work every single day with this new group of leadership in Washington, D.C., trying to take away about every issue we've talked about, whether it's the Fairness Doctrine, freedom of choice, the list goes on and on, stem cell research, the Iraq War. It goes on and on and on, and every day these congressmen are fighting for the right thing. We need you to stand with us in the fight. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Join the petition to protect life. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and sign up online.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. It's a brazen and bold move. Pro-abortion forces reacting to a pro-life decision by the Supreme Court of the United States. Just hours after the Supreme Court ruled that the national ban on partial birth abortion is constitutional, pro-abortion forces in Congress introduced legislation designed to protect all abortions, essentially overturning the Supreme Court's decision banning partial birth abortion. Pro-abortion forces have launched an aggressive and disturbing campaign to protect abortion. They've introduced federal legislation, the Freedom of Choice Act, a very troubling measure that would enshrine abortion into law. The American Center for Law and Justice needs your help. Stand with the ACLJ now and help stop this dangerous legislation in its tracks. The time to stop this pro-abortion measure is now, while it's in committee, before it gains momentum in Congress. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
One 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, you heard from Congressman Trent Franks. Again, I want to encourage you, if you've not yet signed on this petition to preserve our victory in the partial birth abortion case and to defeat this Freedom of Choice Act, which, folks, we are going to defeat. I'm convinced, as just as Congressman Franks said, that if we work together, we can win this, we could defeat these bills, and we could see a victory despite the odds that are against us. If you've not yet joined us on this, it's just a couple of days here left. We've got to move to lobbying reform Monday. That's going to be before the House. So 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go online at ACLJ.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. Very, very critical.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to speak with us. Let's go right to the phone. Steve's calling from Oklahoma. On line three, Stephen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, I just wanted to say, when I listen to you talk about the Freedom of Choice Act and how determined they are to kill children, it just reminds me of the pagans I read about in the Old Testament when they would sacrifice their children to the god Molech. They're just, to me, it seems like they're so determined to kill
their
children.
I've said this before. It's actually Pat Monahan, who's a senior counsel here at the ACLJ, one of our most senior lawyers, one of the best trial lawyers in America. Pat said, listen, they worship at the altar of abortion. And we've said that a couple times in this program. That's what it is. This is their reason for existence. And when we saw that victory at the partial birth abortion case, we said, Jordan, we said they will introduce legislation to undo this. If you remember going up to it, when we didn't even have the decision yet, I kept saying, remember, folks, it's just an act of the legislature. They can undo this. So our government affairs office was ready to respond. Nobody anticipated that it would be the very next hour, except us. We did. We expected them to move and move quickly, and that's why we were prepared to defend.
That's right. Congressman Nadler, Senator Clinton, Senator Schumer, and others introduced this freedom of choice language the moments after the Supreme Court decision came down upholding the federal constitutional ban on partial birth abortion. That piece of legislation would retroactively get rid of every single restriction that's ever been made on abortion, not just at the federal level, but also at the state level. So whatever state-specific restrictions that have been upheld by the Supreme Court or the state courts would also be removed, basically unrestricted abortion. And remember, folks, who introduced this language right away? Senator Clinton's, the Nadlers, the Schumers. They're always introducing this legislation on behalf of abortion, and they don't wait one second. They were anticipating this court decision, like both sides were. They knew it was probably going to go likely that way. They'll be very close. And they put this legislation in right away, and it's going to be a fight, especially in the House of Representatives.
Well, that's the key. And the good news was that the American people, though, are speaking up and speaking up in volumes. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go back to the phones. Again, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Jeremy's calling from Illinois. On line five, Jeremy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question. On Truth Talk Live yesterday, they had a guest speaker on. It was a Christian radio host from somewhere in Colorado. And he was saying that the abortion ban, or the bill that just went through, wasn't quite what all it was cut up to be. He was saying that all it did was regulate actually how far the baby came out before they killed it.
Let me tell you this. As the lawyer that litigated the case, I'm glad you called, Jeremy. There have been a couple of people that said it wasn't that big of a deal. It's the first time in U.S. history that the Supreme Court has ever upheld a ban on a particular abortion procedure. That's never happened. Roe versus Wade was 1973. It's been 36 years, more than that. And they never have decided until this case that a particular procedure could be banned. Equally as important in this situation is the fact that the court's analysis was one where the government has a compelling and indeed legitimate and compelling interest in protecting the life, including the life of the unborn child. That's in the Supreme Court opinion. Third, and this is important, the whole issue of informed consent. South Carolina, Florida, a number of states are now having a requirement of an ultrasound before an abortion. Those are all constitutionally appropriate. So it's huge. Now, the Freedom of Choice Act, if it gets passed, would undo that, no doubt. But the decision itself was great, and we're going to win on this Freedom of Choice Act. We're going to get that legislation stopped.
Let's go back to the phones. Roy is calling from Maryland on line 6. Roy, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Roy.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
My question is what is the difference between a woman who has a baby at 8 months old, puts it in a blanket, sticks it in a dumpster, and leaves it for dead, and then is prosecuted?
Now, one's called. Here's what it is, and we've got this clip from Paul Clement that I'm going to pull up in a second. One's called abortion, the other's called murder, and in our book, they're both. Obviously, in my mind, it's the destruction of innocent human life. But Paul Clement was basically addressing a very similar situation at the Supreme Court. Take a listen.
Well, in the post-viability context, it would clearly be infanticide. I think in the pre-viability context, if you have a complete delivery, but you know the child isn't going to survive, I don't think it would be infanticide to necessarily let the child expire. But I do think, by contrast, if somebody tried to, with the fetus, perfectly alive and in the hours that it might have to live, if somebody came in and ripped its head open, I think we'd call that murder.
There you have it. And I want to thank our producer, Eric, for getting that, having all these clips available, folks. That's what we try to get you. That was right out of the Supreme Court of the United States. So, Roy, that's the answer to that situation. That's exactly what it is. Now, Jordan, we were in Washington earlier this week. You've been on the, and I know you've been burning up the phone lines with Drew and with Nathan Bennett. We really have a chance of winning and beating back this Freedom of Choice Act, which will, again, show those forces that are against life that we have a strong voice and we can still speak out on these issues.
Yeah, it's likely that the biggest fight will be in the House of Representatives, more unlikely that the Senate would come close to pass this legislation. But it's a game of numbers here in Washington. And in the House of Representatives, you've seen large groups swing because everybody's kind of sectioned off into 16 people here, 20 people are members of this caucus. And it is possible that this could pass the House of Representatives. But when the American people, when any polling is done, or when you look at this issue, even though the Roe versus Wade issue is pretty divided down the middle in the country, when you're talking about completely unrestricted abortion at all times during pregnancy, which is what this legislation basically is about, the American people are overwhelmingly against it. 75-80% of the American people just like partial birth abortion. This legislation, though, doesn't just undo partial birth abortion, but any kind of restrictions, any kind of laws that were put in place before abortion would occur in states and federal. It's a key word that's used. It's called retroactive, and it's something that you have to look for in all these pieces of legislation.
53,726 people signed up to support and defeat this Freedom of Choice Act online. Another probably 30,000 almost by phones. We're approaching 80,000, probably more than that now. And we need your help. We're going to get that 100,000 goal. We've got to do it by this weekend. 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition to protect the unborn and to make sure we get this Freedom of Choice bill killed in Senate, in the committee, in the House of Representatives. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Sandy's calling from Florida on line 1. Sandy, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
This is my question. I just turned on the radio kind of at the end of when that congressman was on.
Yes, Congressman Franks, yeah.
The legislation that's going to possibly, shut up Christian radio, Christian TV, pastors, churches.
Yeah, the Fairness Doctrine.
Is that going to apply to other, and I don't know if a church is considered a special interest group, but like maybe some organizations I don't agree with.
Well, the lobbying legislation would apply to any grassroots group and include the American Center for Law and Justice or the ACLU. We're both fighting it, by the way, on the same side. It's one of those rare times we're on the same side of an issue. It would apply to churches if they expend money on airtime on an issue. So it's very dramatic in its scope. It's very direct in its scope. And that one is not even out in the committee yet or out of the committee. You realize what you've got in Washington right now. We're dealing with the Freedom of Choice Act, lobbying legislation reform, hate crimes, and then you're going to have, and it looks like it's going to come, the whole Fairness Doctrine issue probably in the fall. So it's incredible what we're facing. But right now, folks, what we want you to do is stand with us and defeat the so-called Freedom of Choice Act. That's what we need to defeat right now.
We need you to call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, so you can join the petition to protect the unborn, to protect life, and stand with Congressman Trent Franks, the American Center for Law and Justice, in the fight that's going on right now in Washington, D.C. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and sign up online, or call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255.